Welcome to the Dirt Shed Show. I'm back, lads. I'm back.
What are you doing?
Yes. Welcome. This week we have got a great topic because I saw a video last week that has given me pause for thought. Was mountain biking better 10 years ago? Has it gone downhill? See what I did there?
No, I like it.
All coming up on the Dirt Shed Show. Right, nice to be back, lads.
Yeah, how'd you get in? Yeah. I thought we took your fob away.
Me and Ferg have got a system. Right. I can get in round the back. Let's get into it this week.
Go on.
James did a video the other day. I watched it. I was at home in my kitchen and I watched him riding this beautiful Cannondale. Isn't it beautiful, that Cannondale?
It is, yes.
Aren't Cannondales beautiful?
I'm not sure about the bull bars on the side there, the horns.
You don't know what you're talking about. All right. It made me think, that bike, doesn't it look different?
Very much so. For a start, it's a lefty. The bars are about as wide as that. They're tiny.
What about the tyres as well?
Tyres are like that. Wheels are also tiny. Yeah.
And the geo.
Yeah.
The geometry, the silhouette of a mountain bike has absolutely transformed, hasn't it?
Massively.
It actually doesn't look like the same thing.
But yeah.
I remember back then, I mean, obviously it was better then for me for other reasons, but back then, ignoring my issues, right? I'm not sure if it's got better, has it?
So you think mountain biking was peaking 10 years ago?
It was definitely simpler. I would say, like, you know, back in the day, you just go out on your bike. I had a 26-inch Saracen Mist DH.
Yeah.
It had, like, 413mm, like, reach. It was tiny, but it was amazing. I knew nothing different. I pushed up a hill because enduro bikes had 10 to 36 tooth, so
yeah,
I was like, well,
did, yeah.
I might as well push a downhill bike up the hill. And I used to hit four corners in Surrey Hills, and it was mint. Like, what?
It's true, you're right. I mean, similar to yourself, like, I look back 10 years ago, I did my first EWS.
Yeah.
And I looked at the bike I was riding. It was a Lapierre Zesty AM527.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Catchy name.
Yeah, I know, it rolls off the tongue, right? And like folks said, at a 10-36, we used to run a 36 tooth up front, so it's like a 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly hard. 27.5-inch wheels all round. And it was great fun, and it was just simpler, but I don't think it was as good as the bikes we ride now.
But wait, that was your first...
That was my first EWS race.
Because, I mean, that's 27.5.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we need to go back just a couple years more, because the 26 is where it really starts to look different.
That's true. It
looks like the bike's all wrong with the 26 now. And I remember back then, right, when someone said we were going to change the wheel size from 26 and go up, it sounded like absolute madness. Everyone thought, like, anyone talking about a 29-inch wheel was just a total dork. You're like, what are you...
A dork.
Wow. You're like, what are you even thinking, right? And then we all got on one and had a go and went, ooh, that's different.
27.5.
Well, first thing I rode was a 29. I rode a
you
charge.
You jumped straight up.
I went from a 26 to a charge 29, oof, rigid.
Oh,
and
God.
It was amazing. It was amazing because it just rolled over stuff that you just... usually would go through. It was so crazy good.
The jump from 26 to 29, granted, is massive. But what I noticed, I sort of dug through the archives and found the geometry of this Lapierre Zesty AM527. And the head angle on it was 67 degrees. Now, some XC bikes nowadays are slacker than that. The seat tube angle was 74, which is really slack. It was tiny in the... reach, and I look back at this picture of me sort of celebrating finishing my first EWS, and the bike looks minuscule. That's 27.5.
So, I mean, that's basically a difference, isn't it? Is now that the head tube on your bike you've just said was this, and then a seat tube of that, and effectively it's done this.
Yes, exactly.
It's
that.
Such a weird change that you'd never have predicted.
But it makes complete sense. Like when you think about it now, when we talk about it, it makes more sense to be set up, right? You're putting more power through the pedals and things like that. But like, I looked again, similar to you, my downhill bike was 63.5 degree head angle, which is the same as our bikes now, like our enduro bikes are 63, which is why I think, you know, the birth, that's what caused the birth of enduro, if you like, because the bikes were so capable of doing the same sort of descents that you previously did on like your 26-inch downhill bike, but this time you could pedal up. And that's huge. So on that note, between sort of 10 years ago and now, What would you say is the most important or your favourite innovation in the last 10 years, like sort of favourite thing that's been added?
Well, droppers, see,
it's
droppers.
Always the dropper.
No, no, it's not
the dropper.
It?
Was
it's
already
not,
there.
Because the dropper was already there.
It was already there, yeah.
That had been around. So for me, I think the, not necessarily 12 speed, but like wider ratio cassettes. Because like I said, I was rocking a 36, 36. Now you're running a 34 with like a 50 or 52 potentially out back or something. Mm. And a, still a 10 or maybe a 9, depending what you're running. Mm. And I think that has opened up the type of riding that you can do and like how you ride your bike.
Just the access to the trails. Yeah. Like you can just access peaks and things like that you never would have been able to
push it up anymore because you can cruise on up nicely.
I tell you what I think, right? It'd be amazing to hear what you guys think in the comments. So definitely before I give my thoughts on it, right, just have a think what you're going to write in the comments because I'm going to be totally honest with you guys, right? I don't think it was better.
You don't think biking was better?
I think it's so good now. The bikes are so good. And we are really spoiled. If you're spending, you know, decent money on a mountain bike now, you are buying something absolutely incredible, right? And let's all be honest, I like that Cannondale. But would you want to ride it tomorrow with what's available? No.
Of course not. And I think James made that quite apparent in the video as well.
But I think it would, like, there's something, I don't know, something fun about how sort of mechanical it would be. There would be something fun. You would never be able to go as fast or do as crazy as stuff, but it's the same concept of like riding a like underbiking yourself down a downhill, right? It's the same concept. I think it would there'd be something so much fun about riding a 26-inch downhill bike in. I'd love to
do it.
We
should take you back in.
You, right? How good you boys are on a bike. You'd have 10 minutes on that thing and be like, this thing's
and you he's want, not wrong either. You,
well, you
he's
went,
not wrong
you,
at all. You're
he's not. Mayor in 10 minutes.
Oh, you're not wrong.
You were.
Yeah,
you'd
true.
Think I'm bored, dude, but you'd be like, this thing is absolutely awful.
Yeah, I probably would be like, bored.
I'm sure
you'd
James got to the end of the video. He's like, keep the canyon.
Yeah,
and it would be broken.
It would be broken. Yeah, that is true.
All right, but
that's what I think.
So here's another thing that I think's changed the landscape of mountain biking just over the last 10 years, and why it may be better earlier on, is the presence, and we're part of this, of social media and cameras and kind of the Instagram generation, if you like.
Yep.
And we're all getting, like, we're guilty of it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Not me. Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah.
No, you 100% are. Yeah, but like, you got a great story from where you were riding just at the weekend of these kids, right?
Yeah, yeah. So on Sunday, I went up to Pentris, which is like a local riding spot, and it was amazing to see so many kids up there, like, riding, ripping their bikes, but they were getting shuttles up. And, it, you know, if I was back in the day, if I got lucky enough to get a shuttle day, I'd be like, right, I'm just going to do as many laps as I can, go as fast as I can, full runs, because that's the opportunity. But they were literally just lapping small sections of track, following this filmer around, being like, can I have clips? Have you got clips? And they're, like, all getting clips of each other, which you're like, you're missing this whole point. You've got this shuttle up from your dad. Like, use it to get the lift down. Instead of the dads just sat there waiting on the phone while they're all getting their clips halfway down the thing. And I just think there's a part of me that thinks, oh, like, you know, you just need to be getting out, put the phone away, ride your bike. Yeah. And there was something, like, blissful about, like, that escapism of just being able to get out on your bike and not have your phone with you. But equally, when you watch, like, it's you, I've seen so many really cool Instagram reels and things.
Like,
it's an insane thing.
To anybody, right?
Exactly. Like, I mean,
I mean, the access to inspiration is brilliant, but what that is not as good. That's like, that's a shame. That's happening.
Yeah. It detracts and I'm just, from the moment.
Yeah, and I'm just picturing in that scenario, these kids, dad sat in the car looking at his phone, they're in front of him doing clips for their Instagram, and he's looking at the clips of the Instagram on his phone rather than looking out the windshield of his car where the kids are actually riding, doing the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, that's painful to think about, and it's not really what mountain biking was.
No, we never...
But then it does inspire us.
Only 10 years ago, you didn't go on every ride with a GoPro attached to you or a phone getting clips.
Have you seen any of the clips they did on Instagram?
I have, yeah. and I've watched it and I've gone, oh, that's so cool. And like, so there's that thing of saying, yeah, on one hand, obviously you just think, oh, just get on your bike and ride it. But at the same time, they've gone and there was a gap and I tried it and there is a clip of me casing it very badly. But they've gone up and tried that and they know it's a gap because they've seen an Instagram clip of it. And then they're inspired. They're like, I'm going to go and try that. But if they hadn't seen that clip, they wouldn't have, you know, thought
it's
that.
So
like,
it is a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what we call this in trials, guys?
Pointless. Uninspiring. Unattended. Doesn't matter.
Ancient history.
Great one.
Thank God for Rich Payne. We call it balance. It's a balance. Let us know in the comments down below, is mountain biking better now than 10 years ago? Or was it better 10 years ago than it is now? Do that whichever way you want. But let us know in the comments down below. We're going to continue arguing and then we'll be back in a moment with the rest of the show. Welcome back. It's time for the news.
We have new pedals from Crank Brothers. We have a new Mallet DH, but this is Lurk Bruni's new signature. So as you guys would have seen before, he had a Super Bruni pedal. He now has a new one, which is a bit of, it looks kind of gold but it's not gold. It's bronze.
Okay.
It's not gold.
But it looks very, very shiny. It's crucially the same pedal as the current Mallet DH, but it has 8 adjustable pins for side grip, and it is ribbed for better traction when unclipped. So, yeah, pretty good. You can't say it. We're going to have to move on.
Can't say it. Can't say it without thinking it.
Keep going, Ferg. What else has it got, buddy?
So, next up, it has a 57mm Q factor for stability at speed, 4-sided entry for superior mud shedding, and it comes in at a price of £189.99.
And not gold.
And not gold, bronze.
Nice. Bronze.
Bronze, lovely. Bronze. Right, Crankworx has announced a new venue, adding to sort of the Crankworx series that seems to be sort of forming. Mont Saint Anne, legendary World Cup venue in Canada.
Amazing.
It's good.
Amazing.
You've been, haven't you?
I've never actually been to Mont Saint
Anne. I thought you had.
I've always wanted to ride there.
Yeah, me too. Oh. The Rock Gardens.
Hey, wait a second. Have none of us been?
None of us have been. Okay. I thought you had. I was like, throw to mine.
No,
he's been.
No, I've never been there.
Well, it is now on the calendar for 2026, going from the 3rd to the 7th of September next year. Obviously, multi-disciplines that Crankworx is famous for, from slopestyle to dual slalom to pump track to downhill, everything in between. There will be pro and amateur categories, and will host the finals of the King and Queen of Crankworx.
So, interestingly, Mont Saint Anne has been announced Crankworx. Whistler Crankworx hasn't. Watch this space.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's very exciting. And on that note, obviously Whistler getting a World Cup next year, we can move on to World Cup results from this weekend. So we had Lake Placid, a new venue for this year, and the tracks were insane.
Yeah, like, he likes that downhill.
Ooh, it looked unbelievable.
So rough.
And so insane racing across both the XC and the downhill. In the women's XCO, Jenny Risved absolutely smashed it. Evie Richards in second and Samara Maxwell in third. The elite men's XCO, Christopher Blevins won and also won the overall. So he secured the overall
with
around
a round to spare?
Yeah, with a round to
not
spare.
Bad. Not bad.
Adrian Biocis, I've absolutely ruined that one.
Biocis.
But yeah, Mathis Azaro in third. So, and then moving on to the under 23 women's Vida Lopez de San Roman.
Yes, he's doing good.
I'm doing all right. This is
like
all
watching Blake do race things.
I don't do XC. Come on, give me a break. I'm trying hard here. And then the under 23 men's Finn Trudler won. So close on that one.
Yeah, I like it.
Moving on to downhill, where I'm slightly more comfortable. Valley Hole won the race and she again secured the women's overall a round early. And as she said in her post-race interview, she is the cheapest going four-time overall winner because she currently doesn't have any sponsors.
What a scenario to be in.
Man,
what
some a of the scenario. Fastest people
I mean,
in the world.
Like, for her team literally to collapse around her and then win her first World Cup of the year. Because she hasn't won a World Cup
of
the year.
First one of the year and secure the overall. And then, as she referred to it, this is her version of a holiday. So she's going on the final round of the year for holidays.
But she seems like she's been struggling all season in terms of, like, mentally struggling. But she is world champion and World Cup champion.
But can you blame her with everything that's clearly been going on behind the scenes? I mean, like, you know, you can imagine when we hear about it, it's one thing, but that's clearly been going on behind the scenes Well, we haven't heard about
it. Sorry, we're digressing. I felt bad for Kolb, who was new to the team as well.
I know, joins first year and then boom, gone.
See you later.
It's hard times.
But they've all had amazing seasons, fortunately, and through their own. Exactly. So through their own hard work, you know, they've got some really good results, and I'm sure we'll see them on some fresh, exciting new teams next year. But anyway, moving on back to the results, we had Miriam Nicole getting second place and Sasha Ernest, which is amazing. She's a first year elite. So for her to get a podium was awesome. Yeah, factory racing.
Miriam Nicole getting second in a World Cup still. She just it's unreal, that woman. Unreal.
Yeah, again, she was saying there was talk of her retiring, but next year is her 20th year and racing, it's Leger Worlds to finish it out. So you know, she said she can't possibly
doing
retire.
A Nino, basically,
exactly.
Yeah, doing a Nino.
Into the elite men. Now this was such an exciting race, and it was wicked to see because you and I would have raced against him.
Yeah.
Luke Meyer-Smith winning his first ever downhill, and it was an insane thing. So emotional for him. And his little brother.
Tears, didn't he?
Yeah, literally. And his little brother is also a factory racer, running for Pivot. Straight there, got a fine, $200 fine for basically jumping into the paddock.
And really?
Yeah, yeah. And then Wynn Masters and some guys have come through and said they're going to sort it out because it was ridiculous. But it's like crazy to be getting a fine to go and celebrate your brother winning a race. Seems mad. But then you had Luke Shaw, again, local favourite, and he had a storm of a run but just messed up that first split. So a bit of a shame on that one. Henry Kiefer having possibly the greatest first year season of anyone.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah,
really
pretty insane.
New up and comer, isn't it?
Yeah, so third for him. Moving on to the junior women, we had Alisa Ostengard. I believe that's probably wrong again.
Yeah,
but,
that's pretty good.
She won the race with Matilda Melton and Alina Holsenbosch in third.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were all flying, and there's a lot of nervousness about all those lot coming into the elite.
Well, times that would have put them not far off, you know, top five.
All of the juniors this year have just been
flying.
Yeah,
they're just insane.
So quick these days.
And then finally, junior men's again, as we were saying, Max Alran winning, Asa Vermette second, and Tyler Waite third, and all of those guys.
Asa Vermette, brilliant! He's done well. Oh, great!
That's absolutely brilliant. Flying. Yeah, so that rounds out the race, and I can't wait to see Montsenan.
Yeah, and of course we've got the Bruni Jackson Goldstone showdown to come because those two are playing the roles, aren't they?
Max actually would have come second in elite men's.
Just insane.
That is nuts. That is nuts. Great racing, and it's all starting again. Yeah, well, they'll be practicing on Thursday.
Yeah, next week. Yeah, this is the final week, and Bruni is in a rush because he has a little one on the way. So
he does.
He's
got it all going on.
Trying to get it done.
Just quick, because that's still open and yet to be decided, who do you think's going to win, Bruni or Goldstone?
Bruni.
Who do you think's going to win?
The Sultan of Bruni.
Yeah, I sort of agree, yeah. What do you think? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Competition time. Right now, we're going to announce our Ergon competition winners.
Yep.
In a moment, we're going to tease you on that one. But just to keep you interested, right, how about I announce a new competition?
Go on.
I love this one. Toe Peak competition, where you can win one of their pro bottles, Z model.
The Z cage.
The speedy
Z cage.
One.
Just a real fancy carbon bottle cage. It's
really,
nice.
Really nice. But this is a bundle. We've got three of these bundles available.
Indeed.
Because the other part of the bundle, right, let me say it right, it is the TorqueStick Pro 420 Newton meters.
Yes.
Right? The name don't roll off, but look at it. Look at this thing.
Beautiful.
Who doesn't? I love these Toe Peak tools.
Expensive as well.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Don't you just love it when it like clicks off as well? Like, it's so satisfying about it.
Look. I love it. I carry my Toe Peak tool ratchet set with me everywhere I go. This is like the best prize.
It's really good.
If you want to enter and get one of those bundles, there's only three of them with the bottle cage and the lovely little ratchet set, right? You can enter the competition in the link down below. Did I do that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Got through it. But we've got the Ergon competition winners coming up. So hang in there. It might be you.
Right, it is now time for
Hacks and Bodges.
Yes, loved it. I'm glad to be back in this room.
That's a good singing. Now, this first one is from Linda Williams. It's a bucket handle.
Yes. Yeah, but hang on a second. That's not just any old bucket handle. She's thought about the grip. She's thought about how it works with a bike, and she's thickened that grip up. And now it feels sick when she rides that bucket.
Yeah.
Bodge.
Definitely a bodge. Come on.
Thank you, though, Linda.
Don't matter how you sell it, it was a bodge.
It's a bodge. Yeah. Who have we got next?
A urine sample. A urine sample? What's he doing with that?
So, Simon Penfold with, it looks a bit dodgy there, but he has said all you need is an airtight bag and some silica gel packs.
That was it in the description.
Or so, the other comment says all you need is methamphetamine and a urine sample. What is in the bag? I want to know what's in the bag.
That was what was written.
What, it's methamphetamine and
urine? No, you didn't write that part. I mean...
It's mineral, isn't it? It's some kind of brake fluid that then they're keeping dry. Electrolyte.
Oh, in a weird bottle like that, buddy. Is that how you do it?
To say the standard is low this week.
It's a bodge.
What I love about it, this is the best bit about Hacks and Bodges, and it's what we should all celebrate, right? There's £50 worth of merch on the line here, and we've had someone show us how to put a handle on a bucket, and someone else how to transport illicit materials.
And keep them dry.
Is that a thing?
Well, things are only going to get better as this beauty from Stuart Rustle is an absolute mess of zip ties.
Oh my God. I mean, sometimes zip ties aren't the solution.
So,
have you got this one?
Yeah, so he said, as a parent of two Groms who like to break bikes and struggle to fix their whips fast enough.
Yeah.
This was the result of a rushed late-night chainring swap whilst apparently being a bit tired. I now realise I didn't tighten the chainring bolts properly three out of the four worked their way out on the next ride. So, essentially...
he zip-tied his chainring on?
Zip-tied the chainring on. His kids' chainring on.
Wow.
And interesting, the chain guide's also up. Like, not doing much, so...
It's a hell of a...
I tell you
it's
got
to be a bodge, isn't it?
Yeah, but it... Well, it is a bodge... Well, no, he's hacked it.
He's not even trimmed them down.
I admire the fact that he brought the zip ties to fix it.
Box tick.
That's a box tick, but that is a bodge. He hasn't even cut them.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's good. He's kept a chain ring and a bike running.
Can you
with
imagine
zip ties?
The noise it makes as you pedal?
No.
To win that prize of the value up to £50.
Yeah, hang on. Before you
say, choosing this, so I'm not having to get involved.
Before you get, this is essentially, it would feel like you've got an O-chain on.
I mean,
it would stretch and think it's...
Oh my God, I realise.
I think it'd be like an overall, one, wouldn't it? It would stretch around.
Stuart's the winner.
Stuart.
Congratulations, Stuart. Don't forget, send us your details to claim your prize. And as always, we do love to see your hacks and bodges.
We do. Of course we do. Real money on the line there. Send them in. We love seeing them, and it doesn't matter how bad they are. They're all good fun to look at. And if Stuart's taught us anything, take your zip ties.
Anything can win.
or take your zip ties out on the trail.
And silica gel packs as well to dry out your merchandise.
Yeah, or whatever else that was. Yeah. Anyway, send them in to the uploader. We would love to see them. Right, let's keep going with the show.
Right, that brings us into things we like this week.
Yes.
And Rich, I am going to kick you off with an absolute belter.
See ya.
So... this one is skiing on a bike trail and from Flowrider. It is unbelievable. Look how fast.
Look at that.
That's some pace, isn't
it? Look how fast he's going.
Oh my goodness.
It's that.
I wish I could ride a bike that fast down a hill, let alone ski.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Look at him.
Oh.
It's really rocky as well.
There's like added Steez points as well, like just the way he's riding it. It's pretty cool.
Flat out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fair play from Flowrider there.
Very fast.
Now, Mark, this one's a bit of you, this one, isn't it?
I was just admiring the moment. This is fantastic. This is just an amazing story. Trek bike.
It's cool, isn't it?
Basically purchased this bike for one of their employees who needs an adaptive bike. And look, Bowhead have put this amazing custom build together. It's something I really love because I'm hopefully going to be doing something similar to that in the 2026 time frame because Rideable Now, which is what I've left GMBN to go and work on, which is my own little passion project.
Yeah.
Basically, we're going to hopefully be helping people get out on the trails who need adaptive bikes, but also keeping them riding. riding once they're out on adaptive bikes, because it costs a fortune to move these things around. The cost level for an adaptive rider is slightly higher, can you believe, than a normal mountain biker.
Crazy.
And we just, all know how...
Sorry, I was just looking for another plug for you to just keep plugging. Yeah.
I mean, I've got to take this opportunity,
can we take
Rich,
the batteries
while
out?
I can.
No, you can't.
And just give plug. It's called Rideable now. It's a fantastic... All you can do at the moment is sign up at the website. But if you want to do that, you can. We've got lots going on in the background. And it does include some fantastic content that we're going to be putting on GMBN as well, that these guys are involved in, even though they're being all coy about it now.
It's a very good...
But that trek by purchase of that Bowhead RX was a great little reminder of what we could do if
Agreed.
We all just pulled
Agreed.
Together, yeah. people.
Agreed.
Okay, it's my turn and motocross
of
time.
Of course it is.
Yeah, yes. Motocross of Nations. Des Nations was on at the weekend. Ironman in the US of A. Do you know who took the win?
I'm going to guess. I don't know, but I'll guess because I know a lot about motorbikes. But I'm going to guess it was the United States of America because they always win the motocross donations. They're like Spain in the trials donations. They always win. It's always the same.
Incorrect on so many levels. No, they didn't win. You are incorrect on so many levels.
On all levels, apparently.
All levels. No, it went to Australia.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they had a great team. The Lawrence brothers.
Yeah, unreal.
Carried it quite well. You know, Carl Webster, very good rider in itself. Yeah. America was second. With a very good team, although they had a few dropouts at the last minute in Deegan.
Where were Belgium? Because Belgium used to be the big team in the donations.
I don't know, but France got third, actually on joint points with Team America. It was really good racing, really good. Tomac was like Captain America.
Masterclass from the Lawrences
Not John Tomac.
I love John Tomac. Yeah, I know about John Tomac. Yeah.
And that is some things we liked this week. All right. Now, Martin teased it earlier, the Ergon competition that we've been running has come to a close.
Oh.
But there are two bundles up for grabs, Yay. Including a set of HE2s, some GDH Valley Hall Signature Edition grips, and an SM Downhill Valley Hall Signature Edition saddle.
Nice pack.
And I can confirm the winners are, drum roll please, Miriam Necht and Paul Clarkson. Congratulations.
That was pretty good.
You have won those bundles. Please get in touch and those will be winging their way to you.
Absolutely. And don't forget the Toe Peak competition if you are still feeling like you could be a winner.
Right, caption contest. So the picture was this of Rich and James.
Cheers. Croissant cheers.
Nice.
So let's read some captions. First up, we have Jason True. When you finally make the top of a climb and find out this is all you have left.
Yeah. I take a croissant.
Yeah. The top of a climb.
Next one from Pure Filth. When you train all day for the ride, but the real competition is who packed the better snack.
Yeah, I think James did because he had a pan of chocolate.
Everyone does do that contest a little bit, don't you?
A little bit.
Ride. Bit like, what you got? What you got? Remember when I brought them eggs?
Eggs?
Them boiled eggs, yeah.
They keep your hands warm, don't they?
Well, these ones just made us feel sick.
Yeah.
Oh, you're meant to boil an egg, keeps your hands warm for 7 hours. They stay warm for 7 hours, supposedly.
Or you just walk around with
them. Yeah, cameraman trick once I saw. Cameraman had eggs in his pockets. Very bizarre. Anyway, I personally am a Haribo guy, but...
Not for keeping your hands warm?
No, for... Listen to him. Anyway.
Cameron S523 says, James practices an ancient form of... divination, reading the baguette to determine which trail to take. Quite like that one.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one because of the word divination. Have you ever tried it?
No.
It actually works.
No. Do you know what I do? Turn the tap on.
What? Honest to God, it works.
Divination?
Divination.
What is divination?
Well, basically, you hold either like two loose sticks in an L shape or two loose rods of brass, and then you walk around, and then when you get to water, they cross. It's freaky.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
I mean, have we not got just mains? Isn't that...
Youngsters, honestly.
I've
got water. Me.
I'm not even that old that they didn't have taps. Bloody hell.
Oh, fresh running water.
Yeah. You have what?
Right, we do need a winner for that prize of the value.
Go on, Martin. Pick you one, can Mark. Choose.
I'm giving it to Divination just for the conversation. Yeah, Cameron, you have won yourself, unbelievably, £50 worth. Up to the value of £50 worth from the GMBN merch store. That's a great prize.
The good news is it comes in black and white. So, you know, you can go back to the old times. His prizes, they can be in black and white. It's perfect.
Oh, well, that makes no difference to Martin because that's all he sees. Martin just goes around in black
and
white.
The abuse is unbelievable. Right, let's give you a caption contest photo for next week. Here it is.
What are you doing there, buddy?
Nice, nice. Give us a caption for that in the comments section down below, and up to £50 worth of merch could be yours next week. Get involved. It's time for the bike vault. Let's get into it straight away with this one from Hannes Eger. What's that?
It's a special.
That is a specialised enduro. I had one of those. They were pretty, had the little Y cross. It looked like an X-Wing out of Star Wars.
Yeah, 2017 that as well. Mm. Lovely locations.
I've got a script all about that bike that me and Doddy wrote, you know, asking the question, is it the greatest mountain bike of all time? Because it was kind of like, he was telling me, it's like the first real enduro bike. Yeah,
agreed.
It was,
yeah. So for that very reason, Hannes.
Super nice.
Makes sense to me. Next up then, Noah Richards aboard.
Now, just quickly ask yourself, guys, was it better 10 years ago? Ask yourself. That's a giant Trance,
and that was my first mountain bike.
It's a giant Yukon.
Oh, okay.
Before.
What was that? More or less travel? I don't know.
I think that's less.
That looks very similar to what I rode as my first mountain bike. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's pure yuck. That's what it is. It's pure yuck. Let's call that. It's nice. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's nice.
I like the blue grips.
Matching pedals.
More? You want to go more?
It's nice. Oh, it's nice. Right, look, this is a common self clash.
Back to the future.
Park bike.
Free ride, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you get straight away.
No doubt. Look at it.
Oh, this is a bit of James, this next one. This next one is a bit of James.
I mean, that's a nice looking bike, though, isn't it? It's a good silhouette. Yeah. We forgot to say whose clash that was. Jeff Bundy's.
Jeff.
Super nice. Thank you. Yeah. But yes, you're right. This is a bit of James from Redmond here, isn't it?
It's a bit of you as well, then.
I wouldn't say no. That's a nice looking, it's got scale, I believe.
Too, I reckon they got some spindles on them. Look at the size of that chain ring. Yeah, that is a big chain ring.
Oh, he's got some Garbrook cassette on it. That's fancy.
Yeah, that is very fancy. Nice.
Shall I ring this bell?
Yes.
I'm out of my depth.
Definitely ring it.
Can I just read this little bit he's put on it? It says, what's the point of a gravel bike when you can have this?
Exactly.
He's not wrong. What's next, bud?
Oh, we have a Common Soul Meta from Richard Voisin.
Can I just say, guys, I really like this.
Yeah, I really like how chrome, the red, it's good. Yeah, I mean, instantly a super nice. Surely.
Got a bit.
Yeah, I like it. That's really nice.
It's got it all right.
160 Lyric, 140 Super Deluxe. Mm. Absolute joy to ride. The only thing he says he'd upgrade it with is a DJI motor.
Oof. That would be red hot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, nice. Thank you for sending that in. Next one from Jeff Suttle.
Oh, a bit of hardtail.
Suttle.
Bit of hardtail action.
Yeah, tan walls. I'm liking this. Oh, what?
What are the bull bars?
Yeah, those inner bar ends.
They're not. That's not for me. That.
I'm giving that a super nice.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, I like a hardtail.
Yeah, but do you like riding like that?
Little bit. I've done some miles in my time, over 10 or 15 miles one time.
Big time gravel guy now.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, well, congratulations. That's a super nice. Right, William Hoffner. You can't ring the bell. As wicked a picture as this is, because it's non-drive size.
It's not allowed.
Oh, but
it's not allowed.
It looks amazing, though.
Exactly. That's the problem, William. It's non-drive size. I've got rules.
It's got to have some rules, mate. You've got to live by something.
It is very nice. And then that is it.
It's a great bike vault.
This is a good bike vault, isn't there? There are some really good bikes. Thank you very much for sending them in. As always, keep them coming. Link is in the description down below.
What you got coming up on the channel this week, guys? I can't wait to watch.
We have lots of new stuff. Firstly, we have James teaching us 6 ways to ride more like Tom Pidcock. So I'll be interested to see that because, I mean, surely just more power and, you know, maybe a few less cookies in the old belly.
Yeah, get insanely fitter
Yeah, he's a
earn lots of money
and more
go
talented.
Full factory, become more technically better.
Tom Pidcock has proved though that you can earn too much money, because it was so much money, no one could afford him anymore.
He moved to Monaco though, and that was perfect.
He's doing okay. We don't need to worry about him. And now you can learn to ride like him. Fantastic.
Yeah, it is. And we've also got, I'm just going to tease this one out, a story, a massive feature story, which has been months in the making. And I'm going to leave it at that, actually.
That's it. Yeah, surprise. Let's keep it as a surprise.
It's taken a lot of work in GMBN Towers to bring this one to fruition. And it's hopefully going to be with you on Sunday. So you're going to have to stay tuned and find out what that is. But that sadly is the end of the show.
But just before we go, remember rideablenow.com.
Yeah,
head over.
Can we unplug him? Like, where is it?
Subscribe
with
your email. You can be part of the course before it begins.
Thank you very much for watching.
Thank you for the support.
See you later.
Bye.